Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
It's time once again to look at the dark side of leadership. We're doing this so we can identify the weaknesses in our own lives and then overcome them, particularly those of us who are in positions of leadership. Now, it might just be leadership in the home, but it could well be leadership in a church or leadership in the world. We've made a lot of ground over the last few weeks, haven't we? We've explored the characteristics of the compulsive leader, the narcissistic leader, the paranoid leader, the codependent leader. Tonight, we're looking at the final dark leadership profile, so to speak, that of the passive-aggressive leader. He's with us again, Gary McIntosh. Hi.
Hi, Sheridan. Thanks for having me back once again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a fascinating series. We're talking about overcoming the dark side of leadership, which is, of course, the title to your book. Now, the passive-aggressive. Tell me about the passive-aggressive leader. What do they do and what do they look like?
One of the easiest ways to spot a passive-aggressive person is when a person tells you they'll do something and then they don't do it. Sometimes we refer to this as procrastination. Sometimes it may just be mere forgetfulness, but when a person has a pattern where they say that they will do something for you and then they don't do it, and this becomes a pattern of life where it happens over and over and over and over again, then it probably is a situation where the person is passive-aggressive.
So they're taking out their anger in kind of a passive form, not an active form.
That's right. A passive-aggressive person will not confront you. They will not argue with you face-to-face. In fact, they'll be very compliant face-to-face. So the passive part is the outward form, but then later on, when they're in their private world of a ministry or private working environment, they become aggressive, and the way they show their aggression is by not doing what they said they would. For instance, just an example, I remember working with a person one time who would say that, you know, they would get some things ready on the computer, and then when you went to pick them up, they were never done. Now, when that happens occasionally, you know, people forget, and we recognize that, but when it happens all the time, it's their way of kind of controlling the situation, controlling you, so to speak.
Okay, so is it kind of a payback? Is that what they're doing?
It is. It's a way that sometimes we would say they're stubborn, sometimes we'd say that they're forgetful. But what it is, they're intentionally stubborn or they're intentionally forgetful. They'll misplace the keys, and so maybe you need to get into a file drawer, but you can't get into the file drawer because they can't find the keys.
Yeah. And who are they angry with, Gary? I mean, are they angry with themselves because they've actually overcommitted themselves and said that they'd do things that they wouldn't? Or are they actually angry with the person who's asked them to do something?
Well, I think it can be both sides. I think you'll see a passive-aggressive personality a lot of times in secretaries or people who work for other people. And, you know, maybe they're angry at the boss, they're angry at their supervisor, but they're so passive they can't say anything to their boss or their supervisor. It's not always that they're angry at their supervisor or their boss. Sometimes this arises because they basically have a fear of failure or a fear of success. For instance, they could be fearful that if they do a really good job, that maybe that would raise expectations that they would have to do even a better job next time.
Okay.
And so they'll actually undermine a situation and create a sense of failure because they themselves don't want to be put under any higher expectations. And we say that's a fear of success, that they don't want to be successful because then that raises the expectations for them next time.
Gary McIntosh is with us. We're talking about the dark side of leadership and how to overcome it. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast. So for the passive-aggressive leader who's actually maybe even afraid of both failure and success, what does that go back down to? What's the core issue driving that then?
Well, that's difficult to say.
Why would somebody be afraid of success? Why would somebody be afraid that if they do something well, the next time they might have to do it better and better and better?
Now, you know, tell you the truth, I really don't know. Some leaders, for instance, will have an opportunity. They've waited their entire life to have this opportunity to speak before a large group or to be the main writer of a main report or something of that nature, and then they do a bad job. And sometimes they even look back themselves and say, you know, why is it that I failed? And a lot of times they don't know either. They would say publicly that they want to be successful, but then when they have the opportunity to perform, they underperform. You know, what it is that's driving that from deep inside them, it's hard to say.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I know in the book you also say that passive-aggressive types are also averse to formal reviews and standards and procedures. Why is that?
Well, because you're holding them to a standard. Sometimes in the pastorate, for instance, you'll have pastors who will really resist any kind of formal review of their work. And what they'll say on the surface is, how can you review spiritual work, you know?
Mm.
But what it is they don't want to be evaluated in any shape or form. And so they resist setting any kind of goals. They will sometimes actually show short outbursts of anger or sadness or frustration. But what it really is they're trying to control the situation, you know, be passive on the outside. So a pastor would be very loving, very kind on the outside, but then behind the scenes really resist setting goals or anything of that nature.
Okay, so we're talking about the passive-aggressive leader, and yet you mentioned there that they can actually have sporadic outbursts of aggression. They can actually finally, I guess, just blow. From your experience, are there any particular situations where that starts to really come out, where they lose the control and they just burst?
Again, as I've seen it, the passive-aggressive leader tends to be more of a person who's in a secondary role. If you tried to confront them about this, if, for instance, you had a secretary who kept saying that he would do something and then he never followed through on it, and you confronted them, they might appear to be very sad that you would think that they were trying to be aggressive against you. They might even have tears. Other times they might explode in just a short bit of anger. Basically, deep inside, they're frustrated, but they are very impulsive from time to time.
So where does the passive-aggressive leader begin, then, to overcome the dark side of their personality?
Well, the situations I've worked in where we've had this type of personality is we actually had to sit down and talk to the person, and we had to forcefully set some goals and guidelines, and then if they did not, you know, follow through on it, then we had to hold them accountable. Of course, they resisted that greatly. So sometimes we actually had to take work away from them because sometimes their aggressiveness in not following through became a major problem. Sometimes they complain also a great deal, which causes problems with other people that they're working with, because people don't like to work with them because of their complaining.
Mm.
So I think you have to sit down, you have to talk to them, you have to set some guidelines, you know, so that they have some goals that they have to meet, certain expectations. I think sometimes, honestly, you just have to let these people go, particularly if they're in a paid position. You know, encourage them to perhaps give some counseling, unless they're willing to face the situation and to work with you.
Mm, okay, so they really can be damaging to the organization or the church or whatever it is that they're in. What about to the person listening, though, who says, well, I think I've just spotted myself as a passive-aggressive leader. I need to do something about it. Where do they start to address their, their deeper fear, either for failure or success? It actually seems to be driving this.
Well, I think they've already started if they've recognized it and they are acknowledging that this is them. I think they need to, either with some help or on their own, they need to look into their past and say, you know, what is causing me to have these kind of feelings and to not follow through? Is it a fear of failure? Is it a fear of success? And where did this come from? And to get some help. I think a lot of times, particularly if it's an extreme case of passive aggressiveness, we need to get some help through finding a good counselor who can walk with us through this time period in our life and help us to address these issues.
All right. Well, Gary, thanks again for your time. Next week, we're going to what I found really interesting about Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership, the book, is the fact that while we've been looking at these five different profiles of dysfunctional leaders, the basic steps and answers for overcoming each of those dark sides is actually the same. So we're going to explore those five steps with a little bit more focus and clarity next week, so we can overcome that dark side of our leadership personalities. Good to have you with us again. Thanks for your time.
Looking forward to being with you.
Yeah, that's Gary McIntosh. He's the president of the Church Growth Network. He's been our guest and leading us through this series on Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.